Welcome to Season 4 of Third Way Collective's Peace Signs podcast, highlighting stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University.
My mom always says, but I've always never been able to mind my own business. So I've always kind of either been trying to help somebody or doing something that doesn't really concern me. And, you know, I've been able to channel the positive way, obviously. So I'm Sean, I'm a junior at Penn State. I consider myself an activist, really, social justice issues and stuff like that. I started getting into this kind of, this line of work, you could say, or something like that. Probably the beginning of my sophomore year of college, really. I started running track after my last year of college, and I really started focusing not just academics, but on this stuff in general, too. After my freshman summer, which kind of led to, you know, sophomore year activism stuff, I had an internship with Hillary Clinton's campaign, and that kind of really sparked my interest because I met a lot of really different people that were really, you know, in that kind of work and stuff like that. And on top of that, just the campaign in general, you know, the focus of the campaign was always stronger together and really focusing on a lot of really core issues that I was passionate about. I knew a lot of other people were passionate about, so I knew that if I could take this, I could really tap it into it and make it something tangible when I get back to campus. So when I got back to school, got really, really involved in a lot of different organizations that were focused on not just social justice, but on, you know, kind of the things that kind of interested me and stuff like that, you know, our Black Student Union, you know, our college Democrats, you know, I also got involved in student government and stuff like that. You know, I kind of just touched on everything, you know, kind of like felt the waters and everything and see what everything was. And then now that I'm a junior, I'm obviously just kind of like centrally involved in just like activism and our Black Student Union and stuff like that. Kind of, because last year I was kind of all over the place doing a lot of different clubs and stuff like that, you know what I mean, just to fill everything out. But it was good because that kind of showed me, you know, what I wanted to do and where I wanted to be at and stuff like that. Both of my parents are actually pastors. I was raised Christian, I grew up Christian and stuff like that. And both of my parents are actually lawyers too. So they've always been interested in social justice issues and acting and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I get that side of me from. So, you know, for me, I've always considered it, and whenever I talk to people about this, I always say, you know, I feel that, you know, God put me on this earth, and I feel that I've been put on this earth, you know, to do what I'm doing right now, you know what I'm saying, to help people and to kind of give a voice people don't have a voice, you know, for me at least, for those that are Christian and stuff like that. Finding what God wants you to do is very, very key and also helps you a lot, because I think that it comes to a point where soon you're just going to keep gravitating towards things that, like, you might not want to do at first, you might not, you know, think that's interesting different stuff, like the activism and social justice side of things, you know what I mean? I've always been passionate about, you know, like I said, helping people and stuff like that. And that's what my faith is rooted in, you know what I mean? It's helping others and being compassionate to others and stuff like that. So that's really where I get that side. Well, the core issues really are, that I see right now, are Black Lives Matter incorporated kind of stuff. So as far as Black men goes, you know, having them, you know, giving them a safe outlet, the police, definitely our criminal justice system, and really just, you know, white supremacy issues that we see, and that's definitely on campus. Those are really like my core values right now, definitely for sure. On Penn State's campus, as far as, I'll say white supremacy, that's what we've been tackling. As far as for me goes, really just having these conversations, you know what I mean? I think we have to try and combat the stigma of these conversations being uncomfortable for people. So I've always been a person that, that's gone by the motto of, if you're able to talk and discuss about things, it makes it a lot easier to, you know, be comfortable with it. Even if you're not comfortable with it, if you're able to discuss it, you might understand it more, because there's a lot of people that don't really understand what white supremacy is or why it's seen as, you know, why it's taken so badly in our society today. And a lot of people, because of that, kind of get kind of like standoffish about it. I might even, you know, take offense to it and stuff like that. But you know, just having a simple conversation with somebody that might know more about it than you do, kind of like, for me, I've always, you know, put my pride aside a lot of the time, you know, kind of like listen to other people, because I know there's a lot of people out there that know more than I do, you know, that might know more than you do and stuff like that. So it's important to, you know, listen to them.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.